Hi,
hi guys, welcome back to Scary with Chixie and what's my nickname?
Atinooks.
And Atinooks, okay.
Yeah,
so this week, this is our Q&A episode.
I'm so excited.
Very funny questions. I can't wait to answer them.
Yeah, me too, same, because the questions here, like, I mean, we got some comments,
You guys are so cute. I love
them. Thank you to everyone who sent in something, even though it was just to say hi. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I think we just, you know, dig in. Let's just start.
Let's just get straight into it.
Dilly dally.
Okay. Yay. So I put it on my socials that people should send me questions, and I'm going to be reading a few of them. You know, we'll get to as many as we can. All right, so first question, how old are you guys? Well, I'm 20.
I'm 19.
Yeah, basic stuff.
Yeah, that's that.
All right, what are your pet peeves? Well, it's a long list. It's
okay, there's this one I hate. I do not like face wash. The ones that have things like rocks and sand inside, all those pebble stuff, I hate them. That's my pet peeve.
Fair enough. My pet peeve would be...
Okay, so what's yours?
I don't like the sound of metals, like, scratching together. I don't know. Like, you know when you get...
Oh my God! Do you know I don't mind that?
Are you serious?
I know, people really hate it. People really dislike it. I don't really mind it.
Okay, another pet peeve of mine... Well, Atinuki already knows I don't really like Crocs. I'm not a Crocs babe. I'm so sorry.
You have to rub it in. Okay, Chika, okay. We've had this 100 times before. Okay.
She said this because
I'm still wearing them right now. I'll wear Crocs wherever and ever. Okay.
I always diss her whenever she wears Crocs. Whenever I was in school, I was like, why are you wearing Crocs?
Whatever. I wear Crocs to my friends. You know, I can't get affected by that.
Okay, so yeah. Next question. Oh, someone said love you guys. Love you too. Thank you.
Oh, love you too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. So the next question is, can you guys twerk? What kind of question is this, please? Anyways, we appreciate
it. The truthful answer is no, I can't.
I can't.
She can't try, I guess.
I can't.
For me, I can't dance. And that's all that. I do try my best. I do try a little.
You can. I feel like...
I can't.
You can though. Like, I've seen you.
Ooh! Chika can't twerk, Sha.
I can't. I really can't.
You can.
No, I actually can't.
I feel like you can.
I physically can't because I've been taught. Do you know how many times I've been taught? Like, my friends would teach me.
As long as you are doing this, it really doesn't matter.
I can't move this booty in any way. I'm sorry.
But that's a very, very good question.
Okay, next question is, what is the sweetest thing anyone has ever done for you?
Oh, that's a hard one. I feel like I've had a lot of sleep in my life.
Oh, that's cute. Can't relate though.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know. I got a painting for my birthday from my cousin/family friend. Like, people say painting my life. And that was like my only, present that birthday, like a present. So it really, it felt good. It was a pain. I've never got to say a painting in my entire life. So it was like, oh my gosh, my first painting. So yeah.
Oh, I just remembered something. My friend got me a Polaroid camera for Christmas. I think that was one of the sweetest things ever.
Polaroid cameras.
Like, I remember telling her, I don't know, I wasn't telling her to get it for me, but we were just talking about old things we like one day. And I told her that I liked the Polaroid camera. I did not think she was even going to give me a Christmas present.
Pay attention. What?
I really appreciate
that. Those girls are actually
best. Yeah, she was so sweet. I didn't think she was going to she gave it to me in church. I'll never forget it. Amanda, if you're listening, shout out to you and thank you very much for that gift. I still appreciate it to this day. It was really sweet. Okay, next question. If you could take anyone, dead or alive, to dinner, who would it be? I already know my answer. I thought about this question.
What's your answer?
Okay, so there's this old jazz musician. His name is Louis Armstrong.
Oh, who is that?
Louis Armstrong. He plays
the trumpet. I feel like I've heard that name before, but his voice, I'm not that musically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jazz, like, I'm a big, big, big fan of jazz. Like, no, I'm not talking about jazz, and I'm talking about, like, the 1930s, 1940s kind of jazz with the trumpet. And then he was really, I don't know, his voice and then how he plays the trumpet, he just made me fall in love with it. So that's who I would have it. I would take to dinner and just talk to. What about you, Atinuka? Who would you talk to? What about Nella Rose? Nella Rose would be my second option. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my gosh. One person I love, Timmy or Tendola. I love Timmy so much.
Oh, she's so pretty. Oh, my goodness. I love her so much.
Like, I used to be like a huge fan of her YouTube channel when she used to still do YouTube. God, I love, and she seems like such a very, I don't know, sweet person. Like, she seems like a good person. I would love to be 17 years with her. I love her so much.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's mine.
All right. So, another one. Here's the next question. What are your most important rules when going on a date?
I've never gone on a date.
Me neither. But I have thought about this.
I know that if I'm going, number one, always have plenty money when you're going.
Yeah, exactly.
When I mean plenty, I mean the money you expect to spend and then like times two of that. Because anything can actually happen. Anything can happen. And I don't know, that's just the main one, to be honest.
My rule, honestly, I've actually thought about like this dating thing a lot. I don't go on dates, but you know, just in case. So, one of my rules is that I would never order something I can't, like, let's say the guy is paying, right? I would never order something I can't pay for myself, because there'll be some girls that will order just because the guy is paying. But me personally, I would never put that kind of burden on somebody. Like, if I can't pay for it myself, what's the point of ordering it? That's another thing with coming with plenty money. And also another rule is,
that's a good one.
One of the things, it's kind of like a rule, but like it's a common thing. Like, don't leave your drink unattended. You know?
Yes.
Like, when you go into the bathroom, please, girls, guys. It's dangerous out there.
Don't leave your drink unattended. Like, it may not be your date that will poison your drink. What's this thing going on? Human trafficking. It's dangerous out here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So when, like, just if you get a drink, try to finish it. Or if you can't finish it and you go to the bathroom, you're coming back, don't drink that drink again. For your own safety, for just be on alert. Like, that's one rule like I would live by. Oh, and also fashion wise, it depends on where we're going. Like,
of course you had to bring that in, okay?
Yes. No, I'm not forgetting to like I don't know. Let me give a bit of story time. There was this time that I kind of asked out on a date, kind of. And I was really stressing over, like, what to wear. I even had to call my guy friend to say, "Guy, what do you think I should
wear?"
No, because I really liked the guy.
I thought you said you didn't go on a date before.
No, but the guy cancelled it at the end of the day.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Very disappointing, because I was looking forward to that thing like all week. Oh, if you're listening to, if you guys listening to this, you know who you are, because you cancelled it. You know who you are. Let me just say that.
Hello.
So, and then I was really talking to my girlfriend. My girlfriend told me, just don't wear a dress, and I kind of agree. But like, it depends on where it is. Like, if it's a sporty kind of day, obviously, why are you wearing a dress to something like an amusement park where you're going to be running around playing games? That's one rule for me. Like, just be very sure where you're going to, and just dress according to that kind of place. Like, if you're going to an amusement park, dress like that. If you're going for a dinner, dress elegant, I guess, but never overdo on that rule. All right, so that's some of my rules anyway. Next question. Okay.
Yep.
Are you for or against school reopening?
That's a tough one.
I'm not going to lie.
No. I'm not against it, but I'm not particularly for it. Because,
why so?
I'm not against this because, obviously, I miss my friends. But I'm not for it I'm not for it fully because at the end of the day, it's very convenient to learn from your house and then it's not like I don't see everybody, like, it's just specific people. And I mean, I could go to their house weekends, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But I don't know. I'm not for it, yes, particularly. I take whatever they give me.
As for me, I'm for it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. See, because even though, like, yes, it is kind of convenient, but I really do miss, like, learning from, like, school, because I don't know. I feel like I feel like I'm probably more productive in school. Like when I'm at home, like, there's so many distractions.
And actually.
Like, but I don't know why.
I enjoy just.
Then how do you get work done if you're being lazy at it? Okay,
who wants to get work done? Then help me now. I can literally just lie down all day and I'll be okay.
Everybody wants to lie down all day, but at Sinuke, here's the thing. You need to get work done so you can get this degree. And you can't do that when you're being lazy up and down.
Either way, I know that I shall work to get the degree. I know I shall get this degree.
Is it when exam time now starts coming? That's when you remember.
That's really my method, though. I can't even lie.
Well, that works for you. As I for really like me. Nope. I'm for school reopening. That's my answer.
Am I really ready? Because when I used to go, I used to dread it. So what should be changing now? Nothing. So yeah, whatever they give me, I take it.
All right. Next question. What's your take on the LGBTQ community?
What's my take?
Yeah, with me.
I don't have any take.
No. I really don't, because to be very
honest. Do I need to have a take?
No, I feel like, are you for or against me? See, for me, right, I feel like I don't have a right to judge anybody. If that's what you're born with, it's fine, no problem. You do you.
But one thing I found that I would not, sorry, let me just say this, is that there's no point trying to, you know, throw hate at the LG. Like, what's the point? Why are you trying to hate on them?
Exactly.
They're people just like us. They are exactly like us, just that they identify as a different word, sexuality. There's no need to start saying, oh, but it's wrong, it's different, it's this. If I were you, I would just mind my business, to be honest. Like, God has called us to mind our business. We are here to live our lives, not tell everybody else how to live theirs.
Yeah. All right, if you get pregnant now, will you keep the baby? Thank God.
That's a tough one. But yes, I will.
Are you serious?
I will keep the baby. I don't think I can go through that abortion. Usually if the baby was made out of like love. And I don't see myself getting pregnant before marriage. I just
same. Like me too. Like I honestly, sex before
I
marriage.
I wouldn't even
like
take this. It's not happening. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
I'm so sorry. That's really not me.
It can't happen. But if it did happen, I would keep the baby.
Because I'm like so against abortion. Because I'm me too. I would never have sex before marriage. That's just how I live my life. So, but if that would happen, like, I've already thought of thing that I want to have children when I am fully ready. Like, when I say, okay, it is time to have children. Like that's the plan for me. And if I was to be pregnant now, right, it wouldn't be the right time. I won't be able to give the baby all the things I could possibly think of. I'm still a child myself. I'm still living under my father's roof. So to start thinking, where am I going to get money for food, for cooking for this child. It's a lot to think of, especially for a person. I'm only 20, for goodness sake. So honestly, I'm not even going to lie, I don't think I'll keep the baby. Just because I know that if the baby is brought into the world.
Your own baby.
I'll probably abort. Because let me just give a bit of narrative.
No, I get where you're coming from, to be honest. I do.
It's just
because as I've said it now that I'm going to keep the baby. It's a whole pregnancy of 9 months. And your body will go through serious changes. And I do get it, but I might just have to, I think I might just go with it. Just for like maybe the curiosity of it even.
Yeah.
Like, pregnancy. But I know it can never happen. Never happen.
Said before marriage is a no.
I can't even be pregnant now. Next question.
Actually, next question. All right. Have you ever been pushed because of your feelings for someone to act and become someone you're not? Nope.
What kind of deep question is this? please. This is actually something else.
No, but seriously. I actually haven't.
Go first. I don't think I ever, because I don't usually have feelings for people. But when I do, I don't think I act or become someone I'm not.
No. Like, if you don't like me for who I am, why are you liking me in the first place? I'm not going to change myself because of you.
But... A man. She's a man.
Ew. A man?
Ew.
Ew, scary.
Scary.
Okay, next question. What are your favorite meals? Like, meals to eat? Okay.
Oh my gosh, amala for real. Okay.
Oh,
amala
goodness. For real. I've still not had amala.
There's this place, if you're in Lagos, if you're in Osakwa, London to be exact, there's this place called Amala for Real. That place has the best amala in Lekki. Okay. That's all that. That's my favorite meal. Chika, what's your favorite meal?
Man, I'm really obsessed with pizza. I don't know. I guess.
Oh, yeah. Last week, I ordered Domino's, okay? You know that Domino's is great, but I ordered Domino's and I got extra everything. Actually, not extra, triple everything.
Oh my gosh, triple cheese.
Yes. Oh. It was a joke at first, let me not lie. You think it was on a coupon, and this coupon was like, oh, it's okay for any medium-sized pizza. And, you know, you could get extra for free. I said, really? Just play around, and I did triple of everything that I was getting. And when I tell you that this thing really surprised me when it came, this thing was heavy. It was heavy. Cheese was so much, but I think I love cheese. It was really good. You guys that so ordering Domino's, you're doing it all wrong. The cheese out, I said, Jesus, the pizza will not pull. The pizza will not pull if you don't order extra cheese.
Ooh, extra cheese.
Because you know when you pull the pizza, it's supposed to be, you know, cheese will be dragging. It will not pull unless you order for extra cheese. You're welcome.
I suppose whatever she's saying, because it's the truth. All right. So yeah, those are our favorite meals. Okay, so next question. What do you think about non-binary people?
Do you want to go first or do I go first?
I mean, with non-binary people, right? I mean, they've already explained why they are who they say they are. And I feel like, as a person, like, I should just accept that.
They're kind of making sense. Because at the end of the day, as a person, you're not really a male or a female. Not in the sense of in physical form. Like, when you die, it's not really going to matter if you were a woman or a man. Like, your soul is genderless. The same way we say God is genderless. So, I do get why they would say they are non-binary. But somehow, at the end of the day, we're born with, you know, human parts. Well, you know, life.
Yeah. So, that's just what we think about it. Like,
you know,
basic stuff.
Okay. I don't really think anything about it. I don't think about it, actually. I don't need to think about it. Yeah. Next question.
Okay, so what is something you have to do every day except eat? Okay, let's just make it except like the essential things. Like, you know, we have to brush our teeth, have our bath, eat essential things. What do you do every day?
I think I talk to God every day. I think I only do the essentials every day.
What do I do
every before day? I used to play my guitar every day, but now I hardly play once in a week or even twice a week. Actually, I think I played like once in 2 weeks, if I'm being sick, of how busy we are right now.
Yeah, internships and stuff.
Again.
My goodness, these lives, I just woke up today, I was like, this, my life is just so boring. I need some excitement.
Yes, same.
My friends are going outside living their best life. Me, I'm just here living. I actually do. Like, I think I need, like, to go out, like, you guys and, like, just chill. Because, honestly, like, I mean, it's not
this so is post-COVID anymore. As far as I'm concerned. Please, let's
as long as we have our hand sanitizers, face mask, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe in ghosts?
Next question. Do you believe in ghosts? I think I do. Because I get scared sometimes when I'm alone and we see a ghost. So that means I do.
I guess for me too.
Yes. So, I've never seen a ghost.
No, never seen one. But like, scared of those things. So,
I'm so scared. I'm scared of spiritual supernatural. It's not spiritual, sorry, it's supernatural. What?
I'm so scared.
It's scary.
And that's why I can't watch
but
horror
God
movies.
Gives you strength. God will give you the strength, you know.
Amen.
Yeah.
God will protect
Next
us.
Next question.
Okay, so this one is just someone just said, all the best, guys. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, next question is, if every guy I ever liked turned out to be light skin, caramel skin, or brown skin, would you call me a colorist?
The true question you should ask yourself
to
make sure you're not a colorist is, do I treat lighter skin people better than I treat darker skin people?
Same. That's actually true.
The people you even like, I mean, it could just be a coincidence if you ask me.
Yeah, same. So it's about how you treat
it
them.
It could be a genuine type. Maybe you just like light skin. Maybe some guys like dark skin.
Like, I know girls that just like dark skin guys. So it's I won't call them. I'll just say like that's probably your preference. But it just depends on how you treat light skinned people or how you treat dark skinned people. Like if there's a difference, then maybe there's an issue there, but if it's the same and that's just your like preference, honestly,
that's different. Yeah. I don't think it makes you a colorist if it's a genuine preference, not that I think light skin is more superior
to
dark skin, so I therefore want light skin. That makes you colorist.
Yeah, that makes you that's the problem.
I don't say anything wrong with liking light skin guys. I mean, do you?
I like all light skin, dark skin, whatever.
I know you do, chica.
Okay. Next question. This one is kind of nice. It's clear you both are very smart, but do you both view yourself that as well? Thank you very much. I don't view myself as very smart. I think I'm
a fraud, guys. I'm not as smart as you guys think I am. I don't know. I don't know why people think I'm smart.
Same. I don't know.
Let me tell you, I feel like they feel like it's grades. Grades doesn't make you smart. Let me just say something. Grades are nice and they're good to have, and then they make you look
smart. I feel like grades are just about you being disciplined. Like, if you have good grades, it means that you read your books.
Sometimes you're not even disciplined and you have good grades. Sometimes it's just grace.
Like sometimes it's actually just smart.
It's grace. It's Jesus.
It's God.
It really is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
But I actually think sometimes I think it varies. It's not like I think I'm completely dumb, but like sometimes I think, okay, Chika, you have sense. Yes. Okay, Tineke, you have sense.
Yes. No, that's yes.
That's
I
actually
do feel like that
because
sometimes
I've been seeing what some of my mates be doing. Me, I'm just like, okay, I think I have some brain because what these people are doing. So yeah, it varies sometimes. Sometimes I see myself as, okay, I'm actually smart. But then sometimes I'm just like, what are you doing, girl? Why are you acting so dumb? That's what I say to myself. All right, so next question. Ooh, I think it's the last question, Antonika. What's your type of guy?
What's my type of guy? Chica, please go first.
We actually had a conversation like this like a while ago and Antonika really just said me.
I really said some things that I should just have said.
Okay, but for me, right? Physically, I mean, I don't really care physically. I'm not going to lie. Just
Chica,
except... No, okay.
You know what? I warned you that you should care.
To a degree, I kind of care. Because like, I don't want someone that is looking unhealthy, like whether it is on the skinny side or on the, you know, big side. Like that's just me personally. But other than that, like, man, I don't really. Oh, but heights. I'm so sorry. This is something.
Yeah,
that
I think every girl likes it.
Well, not every girl.
Most girls just appreciate a guy that's taller.
I'm sorry. Even if I sound vain, I'm sorry. Okay.
I like heels, but I like heels
and I'll be wearing 4-inch heels, my dear. I want you to be my height when I wear at least be my height when I wear 4-inch heels. So me being 5'6", if I'm wearing 40 inches, which is like the highest I have, that's 5'10".
Yeah, I'm kind of tall.
You?
I'm not. They used to be like 6 feet.
I don't really care about 6 feet. I'm not even lying. I don't really care about that.
I think we're pretty tall girls. I think I'm tall. I don't care what other people think. I don't care if I'm short, but I think I'm pretty tall for a girl. So yeah, I deserve a 6 feet man. 6 feet and above, thanks.
Are you serious? This girl will kill
yes.
me.
I would take 5'11", but I'll take it with, you know, I'm just managing this kind of
thing.
Come on. I'm kidding. I'm not that shallow.
Okay? Yeah. Well, that's for body wise, but like, you know, mental, like, I mean, other parts being like, oh, you can't just be kind, basic things like kind, smart. But
let me just say what Chika doesn't want to say about me. I was going to say that. Oh, Chika, let me just expose myself.
Are you serious?
I want a man. Yes. I'm not going to say what exactly I told you. Obviously, I can't come and embarrass myself.
Yeah,
I want a man that is bigger than me in the sense that if he hugs me, yeah? He's yes. I want to feel tiny beside you. That's just the simplest way I can say it. But the way I said Chika the other day was very funny.
I'm sorry, you guys will never know, but like, let's just say that's basically what she said.
It's embarrassing.
But other than that, like other than the physical aspects, like other parts is just the cliche.
Yeah,
like,
that's the one that matters. He has to be kind. I feel like I can never find a man that is not kind and attractive.
Same.
Like, how are you not kind?
Like, why are you rude?
I can never emphasize on this enough. Being kind is probably the best trait any human being can have, and it's also the easiest, which is very weird. Like, why can't you just make your life easier? Just be kind.
Yeah.
God.
Like, some girls would prefer if the guy is rude to other people, but is kind to her.
Please, which girl?
Me. No, I actually saw that on the TL. I'm not going to lie, and I was so irritated by that because I'm like,
you, yeah, he's going to be rude to. Sorry, if he's rude to other people,
he's going to be rude to you. Like, but other than what else? What else do I? Man, see, I'm not going to. Is this not a requirement? But if a guy has a good fashion taste,
I don't really care about fashion. Let me know,
like, you wear Crocs. I know you don't care about fashion, so that's
waka. Chika, waka. Actually, it's just so bad.
You know, I hate Crocs. Why did you
say enough rambling?
Yeah, so basically, that was our Q&A session with y'all.
Yeah, it was really fun. Oh, you guys are so cute.
We thank
you. Some deep questions in there, Sha. Thank you.
We thank you so much, guys. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned again for another episode of You Scary with Atunuke and Chika.
Bye. Bye.